Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, you know, everybody loves movies, but I it's sort of, movies have been just kind of by default drilled into my head as a child, and they're very much part of my psyche. I was born and raised in New York City, and I grew up on the block of this revival movie house called The Thalia in New York City, which is the movie house at the end of Annie Hall, where they meet up at the last shot of Annie Hall. Yeah, that always played a different movie every 2 days. They'd have a double feature, and they'd switch it every 2 days. When I was a kid, I wasn't allowed to cross the street, and, you know, there's the movie house, and finally I was a little annoying kid, and everyone got to know me, so they would just, like, let me in. I actually would, like, sell tickets and sell candy and jams and, you know, hey, come hang out in the projection booth. So, you know, you're sitting there watching, you know, Sawdust and Tinsel, or, you know, very highbrow films, and, you know, and then John Waters movies, you know, Casablanca and shit like that. So, you know, I got kind of exposed to all this really at a young age, and it really got indelibly marked on my psyche, you know. So, when I was a kid, around the age of 10 or 13, that was what I was going to do. Like, I was already writing screenplays and already telling stories. I have some family members who are in the business, and, you know, it just seemed like that's what I was ultimately going to end up doing. And then my dad died when I was about 10, and I just kind of, like, you know, got into graffiti and got into skateboarding, and that's kind of where my life went, you know, and, you know, ultimately all that led to me starting Fat Farm with Russell Simmons and starting Zoo York, the skateboard company, and also Shut Skate, the skateboard company. But, you know, in the back of my mind, I was always like, you know, gotta go make movies. I was interviewed in some skateboard magazine, and they were asking me about Zoo York, and I was reading the article, and I was just like, you know what, I'm going to be 50 years old, and I'm going to own a skateboard company, and that's cool, but that's not what I wanted to do. So at that point, I was like, I gotta go pursue what I really think my talent and my heart are. So, you know, I've been plugging away at getting a film made since then, you know. In fact, Condemned, I wrote that over 10 years ago. It's been optioned by other producers and other directors for over 10 years. And finally, I was just like, you know what? Like, these, obviously, other people can't seem to go get this made or handle the material. So I took the material back and had the movie done.